This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. Do you think miracles still happen? Well, I do. Let me remind you what happened in our own state, in North New South Wales, back in February 2007. It was the World Paragliding Championship held that year in Manila in New South Wales. 200 paragliders took part in this from all over the world. And a few weeks before the actual event, some of the gliders took part in a practice run. And that's when we met Eva Wisneriska, a 35-year-old German paraglider pilot. And she, on a certain day in February, experienced something so bizarre, it's almost difficult to believe. She survived a storm cell that actually sucked her higher into the air than Mount Everest. She should have died. She was unconscious for 40 minutes. She endured temperatures as low as minus 50 degrees, and she wasn't clothed appropriately. She just had light clothing. But here she was, this young lady covered in ice and about 5 kilometres above the ground, and Eva lived to tell the world all about it. It became headlines, actually, around the world. Storm Riders, Miracle Survival. And a TV documentary was screened, and I saw that myself one night, called Miracle in the Storm. And when Eva was interviewed by the media, she survived, and incredibly, without too many injuries, she said, "I don't know who to thank. I thanked the angels, but I don't believe in God." That's what she said. It's worth having a look at, an incredible story of survival. And by human logic alone, she should be dead. And the organizer of this event said that if a paraglider steered into a storm cell, it was not just a risk, but a decision that was 99.9% likely to lead to his or her death. But Eva survived. So I believe it was a miracle. In a God saved her life. Doctors say that she blacked out and her heart rate slowed down. Yes, that's probably what happened. But there's more to it than that. In a way that we can't understand, God protected her and kept her alive. This is a fascinating subject, and listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 91. It's a great statement. "Live under the protection of God Most High and stay in the shadow of God All-Powerful, and then you will say to the Lord, 'You are my fortress, my place of safety. You are my God, and I trust you. He will spread his wings over you and keep you secure. God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go.'" That's Psalm 91. It's a startling statement. It's true. Do you believe in angels? Back in 1975, Billy Graham wrote a bestseller about angels. Did an angel keep the paraglider, Eva, alive that day in 2007? How did God protect her life? I don't know the specific answers on that. But there's enough evidence over the years to say God will command his angels to protect you wherever you go. Now, I know that many say this is nonsense, and if you say you don't believe in miracles, you're not alone. The Time magazine did a poll on this subject, and 69% of the people said yes, they believed in miracles. So 31%, or about 1 in 3, don't believe in miracles. They say that God is just someone, an imaginative being that people make up. But, you know, millions of people can't be wrong, and I know that some have been protected and guarded from harm by God's intervention. Miracle, what is it? It's a divine intervention that actually happens in our world. God is a creator God. He has the power to do whatever he says. Chuck Swindoll said that a miracle is a humanly impossible event that occurs in the natural realm apart from the natural causes for the glory of God. So was this girl's life saved to make people look to God? She thanked the angels, she said, but she didn't believe in God. Jeremiah 32 verse 27 in the Old Testament says, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?" Well, of course, the answer is no. Our Almighty God can do whatever he likes. So if you believe in luck or coincidence, you can believe, I feel, in God's providence. And if I'd been the paraglider that day, I certainly would have said, "Thank you, God, for saving my life. Lord, thank you for this miracle. May there be many more too. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.